Thank you so much for being with us. And to you and yours, if I don't see or talk to you before, Merry Christmas and a blessed Happy New Year. We're going to have a part two.
We're Japan there. Coming at you straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7, the beat.
This Giving Tuesday, celebrate the unique sounds of the Hudson Valley by supporting Wavefarm's WGXC. From local music from Poughkeepsie to Troy, to live streams from local venues and events, our diverse music programming thrives because of listener support. Help us keep our local music and performance ecosystem strong. Visit WGXC.org/donate to make your Giving Tuesday gift.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Nora of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout.
When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone.
And good night, everybody. No, it's a hello, everybody. It is Giving Tuesday here on WGXZ, and we are live. I am Joe, and
Brian
is handling the music and the sound system tonight, just like always, because this is half the Thingularity program.
It's all the Thingularity program.
Well, it's most of it. We're missing some of our common... I don't want to call them guests. I want to call them the Thingularity players. They're all doing their work right now. And yeah, we're working hard right now for your dollars. Yeah, head on over to WGXZ.org/donate, and that will hook you up with a page to help you help your neighbors out. If you want to go old school, you can dial up 518-622-2598, extension 2, and we will be happy to take your pledge. What do we got tonight, Brian?
What do we got? We got us just hanging out in the winter. It snowed today. It was awesome. Oh, my gosh. Right at this picture window, it was snowing.
And that was actually pretty fun to drive through. It scared everybody else. It made them nice and slow, and slow and safe is the way to go.
Did you feel any slippage? Because it looked like it was freezing over on the road.
No, I didn't, because I have an all-wheel drive vehicle that has decent tires, and everybody else should have decent tires. You live in New York, you're going to pay for it. If you don't have it, pay for it now, you'll pay for it later.
Yeah, if you're going to be out on the road, get some studded tires or something when it's snowy.
Oh, and that's going to be tomorrow, because tomorrow it's going to snow all day long. You're not going to get a lot of accumulation, but it will, you know, about an inch of snow all day is going to pile up. But it will be steady, so as people are driving around, it will make conditions a little slick, just a little heads up. Talking about the environment, what do I got written here? Give a hoot, don't pollute. The airwaves, that is. Mm-hmm. Help keep the original and local programming you know and love flying out from that radio tower. Head on over to WGXE.org. Hit that big, easy donate button. Well, that was easy.
Really?
Well, these are all promos I have from the money.
You're just reading promos.
Look,
you're being lazy.
I don't know what you want me to do. Do you want me to creatively chill? This is the Jerry Lewis phase where I already got the tie off and I'm sweating.
The tie off. He's just sweating the Benzedrine right out of your face at that point. I think I told this story before. My buddy Dennis used to work on the telethon, and another friend Larry used to work on it when it was out in Vegas. It was in Vegas for years and years. Then they moved it out to California. My buddy was like the engineer there, and there was always some you got yelled at. One year, Jerry was like, two, 3 days, you're on speed the whole time, whatever. You're gonna lose yourself.
Yeah. Now, what I was going to ask is was Jerry in the right? Was he correct in yelling at them?
You know what? We all get stressed out once in a while. If you've been awake for 30 hours, and let's say they roll somebody up, you might start tagging on them and making fun of them and doing something, then pretending it's a joke while everybody feels uncomfortable. He did that 1 year, and the next year after that, he lost his ever loving stuff on my buddy. He was the one who got yelled at by Jerry that year. So happy. So happy.
That has got to be a badge of honor to be yelled at by Jerry Lewis.
Went back to the engineering room and called me up and told me the whole story. And we're like...
You were giggling like school children.
We're like school children. Jerry yelled at you this year. You're the one. Yeah!
Did you get like an award for this or something? Like all the grips in the back give you like their duct tape or something?
Yeah, well, happens. But yeah, here we don't have, you know, we're not raising money for muscular dystrophy. We're doing this for community radio, because where else would they let people like us on the radio?
Well, for all we know, some of our listeners do have muscular dystrophy, so in a roundabout way, you are helping that as well.
No, you're helping this station.
No, yes, your local radio station, WGXC, with all your local lovely talent.
And it's a place where if you want to put on a show, you just write it up and send it in to the station. Via the website, you'll find links, because they have a list of a few dozen shows that are in the queue. When a space opens up, they put one in the queue. That's the way community radio works, which is
from Poughkeepsie to Troy, to live streams from local venues and events. Our diverse music programming thrives because of listener support, and that's what we're here for, your support. Just to help keep us going, keep those lights on and the radio waves flowing. You guys know what you're here for, all the weird stuff that everybody else doesn't have.
Wow, was that fan on the whole time?
It was.
Great.
Oh, good job.
Warming up the house. Good job, everyone.
Hey, if you guys, I hope you enjoyed the esoteric hum. You're listening to WGXE, just consider it a sound bath.
What's noise? That was awesome.
It was too good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting a little bit of a lull. Do we have something queued up that we can just fade into?
Yes, we do, sir.
Let's hit the listeners with something fun.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake. In the sun, in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black the skies look dead. Call my name through the dream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, steal the warm wind. Tired friend, times are gone for honest men. Sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send, hell away. No one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come, wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? My fear till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
All right, that's what I'm talking about. A little Paul Anka for everybody out there. And I'm trying to
or
load.
Or was it AI?
It was not. Don't you dare.
Could have been AI.
No, it was not. That was Paul Anka, and we all know it. And what I'm trying to know right now is what's going on with our page that has all of our giving information on it, and it just failed just as we came out of the...
Oh, no. It's not reloading. He's slammed over there.
So I appreciate that if everybody is slowing things down because they're using the page to give. And if not, then I'm going to blame the programmers. Speaking of blaming people, we got some listener feedback here. Let's see. You all have become a big part of my life and the soundtrack to many hours of housework, driving, drawing, journaling, and all attempts to hang on to sanity in a really hard time. Thanks for all you do, Janice from Cooksaki.
Ah, nice.
Thank you for everything you've done. It's amazing to live next door to you, Andrew, Chatham, New York. Let me take a quick look. The Give Lively page is still trying to
it's
load.
Trying.
Well,
making a special attempt.
I know somebody actually donated while we were on, and
what?
I wanted to get their name out there. It will be done.
Cool.
As soon as the webpage decides to cooperate.
The thing about technology, it's always half broken.
Yeah, well, that keeps people like us in jobs.
That's right. The priesthood of technology. Technology.
I'm always taking confession.
Really?
WGXE has been an indispensable resource during this time, and I want to applaud your devotion to the community. Justin, Freehold, New York. Hello. I had the most enjoyable listening experience on 90.7 FM this past Saturday as I was driving down from Vermont to New York City. I listened to your station from about 5:30 p.m. to 7 on August 22nd. I was wondering if you might be able to share the DJ's playlist. I loved a lot of the music, but nothing showed up on Shazam or SoundHound, and I'd like to try to get some of the records. Anyway, any help would be appreciated. I'm planning on making a small donation to your station as well. Keep up the good work. Hall, New York, New York. Now, that's pretty cool. We play music that Shazam can't even find. Well, you want to impress your friends with something they never heard before? Listen to WGXE. And while you're hanging out, head on over to WGXE.org/donate. And you can join Allison Bowman, who donated a little while ago, $25.
Woo!
Woo! Thank you, Allison. We appreciate it much. We're on our way to the goal. We are currently, the goal is $45,000, and we are at $43,512.
Keep that transmitter going, because why? Why not?
Why? Because we bring you awesome shows like Democracy Now in the Morning, Singularity Radio Program, first Thursday of every month. I do the better weather. I try to help out everybody by letting them know when the snow is coming.
Yeah, Joe, he's going to tell you when you're going to slide off the road on that black ice. Give you a heads up. So maybe you shouldn't slide off the road on the black
ice. You see, I need to correct you now, Brian, because we call it surface ice in the business.
Surface ice?
Surface ice.
Surface ice.
We no longer warn people about black ice, okay? Because, trust me, black ice is not a thing you should be worried
about. Okay. Surface ice.
It's surface ice. That'll kill you.
Yeah, you slide on it like slicker and snot, as they say. Here we go. Here's something you've probably heard before, but you probably haven't heard this version.
Thank you.
And that is what is important, folks, that we don't let the darkness spread and consume everything. We're all ready to climb on Falcor and right on out of here.
The Luck Dragon, my friend. That was Tommy Johansson, some guy who just thought, I'm going to play every instrument, sing this song, put it on YouTube, and entertain the world.
And I thought that was pretty fun. And you know what? That's what we need right now. And we're getting into some pretty dark times, guys. And it's things like that that's going to hold us together. We got our friends, our family. Things like WGXE help hold us together with community and things like that. With a little bit of dedication, we are definitely going to make it through this. And one of the ways we're going to make sure we get through this is Thingularity is going to be setting up a new segment called Defense Against the Dark Arts. We're going to be having our first segment hopefully on Thursday, which we will be giving out tips on how to protect yourself, especially online, and to keep prying eyes away from your activities and your loved ones.
That's Thursday, 2 days from now at 7 p.m. We'll be putting that as a segment on our thing.
Our first show, be forgiving. We're still putting that together, but we're going to make this work. And if you can't listen at 7, you can definitely reach us or find our podcast, Thingularity, at wgxe.org. Okay, now let's see a little bit more listener feedback.
Listener feedback. Hello. I love your radio station.
Okay.
It's so great. Well, that was good, yeah.
Yeah, that was good, but if you were actually reading, you could have been helpful. Hello from L.A. Okay, no, I can't do it. Hello from L.A. I've enclosed a donation to help with the fall pledge drive, which I hope is on track. You'll be happy to know that WGXE is better than any station out here, too, and I haven't seen many weather warlocks around either. I miss you all so much. Keep up the great work. Jack from Los Angeles, California.
What? Weather warlocks?
The weather warlock. That's, I don't know if we're still doing that, but that was a component of the morning shows.
Okay.
Hello, WGXE. This is Medusa calling with kudos on your holiday programming. It's great fun. Thank you. I am just picking these out randomly. There is no special order to anything here. WGXE has brought a new voice of culture and community to the region. I hope you are enjoying running it as much as your listeners are enjoying consuming it. Consume. No, that was me. Congrats, and I look forward to hearing more. Christy, Saugerties, New York.
Saugerties. Yeah.
Let's go on back and check that donation page. Any changes? I don't suspect we'll have much, but that's fine. If somebody does donate, you will get a shout out on our show. I can promise you that. Because, frankly, we like money. And if you like to give money, let's say your kids were pretty bad this year and you want to teach them a lesson by rerouting their holiday money, head on over to WGXE.org.
And you push donate. Is there any other pathways to donate? What are the pathways? Can they give giant bars of gold?
We'll take anything you're willing to give. If you want to mail it to our station, you can give us a call at 518-622-2598, extension 2, and we'll tell you exactly where to send it. Now, be careful, because I happen to know there's a sweet old lady in Accra that keeps getting phone calls from our people trying to donate. So, once again, that phone number is 518-622-2598, extension 2.
And if you fat finger that dial, you're going to make an old lady really mad.
Okay, I hope we're at least doing our part trying to keep your spirits up. And I have a little message I recorded that I hope will give everybody a little bit of hope through the next couple years.
Okay.
Listeners, hey, that word should have you. A new meaning that's for all of us today. That's we can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore.
Which one is it?
Chinese farmer.
Oh.
Sometimes when things are not looking up, I like to remind myself of this story. It is the power of maybe. Long ago, there was a widowed Chinese farmer. The farmer and his only son labored through the cold winds of winter and scorching rays of summer with their last remaining horse. One day, the son didn't lock the gate of the stable properly, and the horse bolted away. When neighbors learned what happened, they came to the farmer and said, "What a sadness this is. Without your horse, you'll be unable to maintain the farm. What a failure that your son did not lock the gate properly. This is a great tragedy." The farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no." The next day, the missing horse returned to the farmer's stable, bringing along with it 6 wild horses. The farmer's son locked the gate of the stable firmly behind all 7. When the neighbors learned what happened, they came to the farmer and said, "What happiness this is! With 7 horses, you'll be able to maintain the farm with 3 of them and sell the rest for huge profits. What a blessing!" The farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no." The next day, the farmer's son was breaking in one of the wild horses. The son got thrown from the horse, fell hard on rocks, and broke his leg. When neighbors learned what happened, they came to the farmer and said, "What a great sadness this is. Now you'll be unable to count on your son's help. What a failure to break in the horse properly. What a tragedy." The farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no." The next day, a general from the Imperial Chinese Army arrived to conscript all the young men of the village into the army. Their assignment was to fight on the front lines of a battle against a terrifying enemy of overwhelming force. The farmer's son, because of his broken leg, was not taken. When neighbors learned what happened, they came to the farmer and said, "What a great joy! Your son avoided facing certain death on the front lines of battle. What a blessing!" And the farmer replied, "Maybe yes, maybe no." The world can seem pretty crazy and hard to predict. But there's always a reason to have hope, even in the chaos. Okay, Radioland. Everybody make sure to take care of yourselves and take care of someone else.
Was that a cat at the end of that? I heard a cat.
Yes, my cat likes to jump in my lap and meow when I'm recording, and I am reluctant to fix that. He gets his say, too. And what I have to say right now is you're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill. Wow, hit that right on the dot.
I noticed the music. It was like ding-ding-ding. You could tell it was about a Chinese story because there was Chinese music.
Yes, a couple quick YouTube searches got me some background music. I hope it helped and didn't offend anyone.
And I heard a horse, too. There was sound effects. It's like you were trying.
Don't ever assume that. Don't ever assume I was trying.
That's pretty awesome.
And the way that story ended, you never know. Like, Maybe the farmer's son was a real jerk.
Maybe no one liked him.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Jeez, no one liked him in the village.
I wish he was taken away.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lordy.
Okay, so you are listening to WGXC. It is Giving Day. We are wondering if our listeners out there would be so kind as to head on over to WGXC.org/donate and help us out. We are taking anything and everything. Your one-time donation is greatly appreciated. If you want to become a sustaining supporter, that's even better.
Yeah.
And we got a little more feedback. I listen so often to the offerings of WGXC and still remain so thankful to have it available. I so often hear great things, usually amazing, varied music shows by people with great record collections and unusual interests that have shows every third week that I never catch again, but instead find another. Michael in Durham, New York.
But instead, I was like, it's random and great.
Again, you're not going to get your same top 40 hits that you're going to get on every other station played over and over and over until you just want to murder your coworkers.
No, no, I was listening at noon today, and there was a good playlist going on there. Dude came on, was talking for a while, but he had some. I can't even remember what. Oh, Serge Gainsbourg. He was playing Serge Gainsbourg.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You
had some Jane's Addiction and some jazz in between. I actually remember that Order of Operations. I have brain cells that still work.
Could you tell if they were playing records?
Oh, he was playing vinyl.
Excellent.
He was saying he was playing vinyl.
That was one of the first things I could tell when I was listening to the station is I was actually listening to an actual record on an actual player, and that means something to my ears.
Yeah, a lot of the shows that he played, Rob plays vinyl into his show. Everything all the time.
Oh, we got people playing 78s, and we got people waiting for it too.
Right.
I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I've been tuning into WGXE's 120 Hours for John Cage program. It's been quite wonderful. Douglas, Louisville, Kentucky. I love Kids Brain. It rocks so much more than regular radio and is better than watching cartoons. Lisa in Brooklyn, New York. I'm curious how old some of these are.
Feedback. Are you dragging some feedback out on page 15 backwards?
Yeah, some of these might go back a little bit, but hey, absolutely fine. Thank you, WGXE, for making it on the air. I applaud your efforts and listen gratefully to your imaginative and creative programming. Keep the faith, Jay.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith.
The faith. That sounded like a lead into something, Brian.
I was, but I don't know if we should play that. I want to play something else.
Okay.
Party at Ground Zero, heaven's best star in you, and the world will turn to blowing pink papers too. Wow! We'll be right back.
That's right. It is a party over here at WGXE. If you want to come and join the fun, give us a call at 518-622-2598, extension 2. We will take your pledge. If you don't want any humans involved in that process, head on over to WGXE.org/donate. We'll be able to take care of your requests and your pledges. Or if you just want to say hello, that works out too. All right, the new grand total is still 43,512. We ting, have ting, no ting, changes ting, yet
ting,
on
oh,
that.
No ting.
No ting, not yet. If we get there, we get a little more listener feedback. And I love the station. Keep up the good work. It's not easy being different. Ellen in Spencertown, New York. Some of this does feel like we're tooting our own horn. I got a real kick out of hearing the guys Camp Hill Hudson send out your station promo. My daughter, Rachel, was really enthused about being a part of the community radio station.
Oh, nice.
It is such a smart move to include the whole listening audience. Frank and Nicole from Pompano Beach, Florida. I like how we're getting listeners from all over the country. Yeah. I mean, what are they going to do in Florida? Read? Nah.
Wow.
Hey, look, just to be sure, we would like everybody to understand that WGXE covers everybody, and I mean everybody in the community, from all of the, you know, I don't know how to really refer to everybody. Let's just say we got my kind of friends, and then we all got that one uncle every single one of us has to deal with at Thanksgiving.
The name's Francis Sawyer. But everybody calls me Psycho. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Ooh.
You just made the list, buddy. And I don't like nobody touching my stuff. So just keep your meat hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you. Also, I don't like nobody touching me. Now, any of you homos touch me, and I'll kill you.
Lighten up, Francis.
I think we all know a bunch of Francises that need to lighten up right about now. Okay.
What?
This is...
Right.
That's right. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable telling you this, but you are listening to WGXE. It is our Giving Tuesday. We are hoping our listeners have our backs and help us out with this one-day pledge drive. We were actually able to skip the whole fall pledge drive this year, and we're concentrating it all into one single day, so this is it. You're not going to have to listen to me complain every day on the better weather for a couple weeks.
Never.
Never. Well, I wouldn't say never. Things can always change, and... Take a look around. The whole world can definitely change on you without you expecting
like how
it.
How many times has it just flipped instantly in the last 5 or 10 years? Just like, whoop, and everything's different again.
Oh, no. For the past 5 or 10 years, we danced around with the flip. We did cartwheels. We did minor gymnastics. This year, we did the triple gainer backflip into the water, and we belly flopped. We splashed. We got a big red belly. It's going to sting for about 4 years, and it's going to suck.
A lot of unexpected little things, too. There's this constant churn going on. that I find interesting.
Yeah, and believe you me, we're going to keep that churning going, and if that means causing a little ruckus, then so be it. That's what we're here for.
Ruckus.
Ruckus. Yeah, there's no time. Like, now's the time a lot of people can rest up, lick their wounds, heal up, form a game plan. We're not out, we're not down, and we are damn sure not done. Now, let's see, what are we doing? We still got a little bit of time left. We got a couple of segments left to get in. We covered most of the things. Let's see, any more listener feedback? Looking good here. Wipe. And I'm trying not to repeat anything. A shout out to Sarah Kendall and Sam Zebrin for today's excellent afternoon show, the first hour of which featured a conversation about the new documentary concert film, Dear Governor Cuomo. This is the kind of programming that makes me proud to be associated with this station and this community. Very nicely done. Thanks, Jim, New York, New York.
New York, New York.
I found the playlist for your show from 4 to 6 p.m. on Monday, August 10th. That was amazing. Thank you, Robert Chilmark, Massachusetts. That's a game I'm going to play. I'm going to jump around and look for maybe people in other states. New York, New York, New York. Hello from L.A. I've enclosed a donation to help with the fall pledge drive. I have already read that one.
No. Somebody had the identical thing. If you put 10,000 monkeys on typewriters, two will...
You'll be able to recreate every work of William Shakespeare, and that is true, but only if you have an infinite amount of time. A quick note to let you know how much I enjoyed listening to today's Prison Voices project. It was one of the most thoughtful and thought-provoking broadcasts I've heard on the station. And on a technical side, extremely well-produced. Sarah, Hudson, New York. Sarah, in Hudson, New York, thank you very much for saying one of our shows was technically well-produced. I appreciate that profoundly.
Okay. I am... Papa.
Freezing cold in Einstein's Huzo.
You're the cold maze sailor. I'm freezing cold in Einstein's Huzo. All right.
When I say in the shoes now, I'll hold me the scene. Then I'll hold it, maybe get the color boss dying. Never sustain yet, little Joe. When I stay in the shoes now, I'll hold me the scene, then a whole red maybe get the color boss dying. When it's the same age, you'll call me a steam. You never tell me, never just a god, believe it's a sham. You'd have come and not choose no way, but not sure. Hope I'll just get along to come no time. Light his shoes and go, my man. You can trust in the match called the Raider Girls. Oh, for something.
Yeah, I just cut out of that because I got fat fingers.
Yeah, we're playing it loose over here today, but that's fine. That's part of the fun drive flair. cracking up out loud over here, loving the stellar funkiness. Once you get used to it, insanity is the most natural thing in the world. Or was it, insanity is the most normal thing in the world? And the story about the woman picking up the radio with her lead teeth during World War II was incredible. As always, totally yours, WGXC, Love Phoenix, Chatham, New York.
Wow. I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah.
I feel like I missed something, missing whatever that clip is.
I want to know what they're talking about. I really want to know what's going on here.
And that can happen here on WGXC, a community radio, a local radio station, which most parts of the world don't even... Not even in this continent do you have much... In the air of this kind of community radio.
Oh, yeah. We got diversity. We got it nailed down, baby.
I also like about this station, having experienced that last meeting we went to for it, is like the station at this moment is run by a group of women who are just knocking it down, doing the job, which is kind of awesome. They've been doing both programming, technical oversight, the whole shebang, everything.
And yeah, just a special shout out. Meredith is kind of a pain in my butt, which means she's doing an awesome job. She really is looking out for what she needs to. So, hi Meredith, if you're listening, thank you. And we got another listener feedback. Hi, my name is Zach. My wife and I just moved up to Hudson from Los Angeles.
What? Who?
And we're so excited to have found WGXE. Trying to actually figure out, looked at your schedule to see who was DJing between 2:30 and 3 p.m. This Saturday, June 29th, just wanted to congratulate whoever it was. They were DJing such an eclectic and interesting show, and yeah, I want to hear more. Thank you guys so much. Voicemail from Hudson.
Somebody just decided to move 3,600 miles from a city of 11 million to a city of 6,000.
A city of a town of nothing.
No, Hudson is 6,000 is the population of that city.
Okay, it's technically a city, sure.
Yeah, it's technically a city.
I kept listening to Tom Scarambaugh's Talk Politics before heading out to the Hudson Farmers Market Saturday morning. I couldn't stop listening and wanted to hear what would be said next. Dorothy in Hudson, New York. Okay, people, you are listening to our Giving Day Pledge Drive. There isn't much left of the Singularity segment. If you want to show some love, let us know that you like us or you don't like us or anything. That's another thing. If you want to show how much you don't like me, you can also donate money.
Yeah, you'll show him.
Hey, you want me to know you exist? That's how you do it. Otherwise, your opinion is about as worthless to me as Francis, all right?
Francis. I don't know. Francis seems like he has issues.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know of Francis, and they all have issues, and we... Ooh. Hey, community counseling is available. Just to let you know, look up the phone number. It is easy to find. Green County Mental Health. Okay, once again, the phone number, if you want to give us an old school phone call, is 518-622-2598, extension 2. If you want that said poorly, it is 518-622-2522, not the number. I said it wrong because the cadence totally threw me off.
Can you do it in the accent of Mario from Mario Brothers?
It's me, Mario. Dial 518-622-2598, extension 2. That was terrible, and I deserve to be punished for that.
You are so racist, Joe. Okay.
All right, folks, that's us winding down for this segment of the non-singularity.
If there's an Italian anti-defamation organization, you need to write to this guy.
No, you don't. No, you don't. My name is Brian. I can be found in Hudson, New York. You absolutely cannot find me. All right, folks, here's your last chance. Head on over to WGXE.org. Help us out. The fun drive is not going to be lasting too much longer. We got some fun people coming on after us.
The beauty of the fun drive lasts forever, but you don't have to hear about it on the radio. You just have to hear the good programming. That's some magic, people.
The never ending fun drive.
The never
just
ending
like
fun.
The never end.
Never ending fun. Oh man, I remember the other. This is like a Pacific affiliate, right? I used to listen to KPFK in Los Angeles. They would do like a week or two. I don't know. It seemed like 2 weeks of fun drives. And then a month later, there'd be another 2 weeks of fun drive. Like half their programming was fun drive. It was maddening. But you get programming here all the time.
All right, folks, the Jerry Lewis tie has come off. The sweat is pouring. We are rolling on out of
here. I can smell the Benzedrine.
And the flop sweat.
It's time for you to yell at some kid in a wheelchair like Jerry used to do.
Yep. That's the whole point of this, is so we can just go yell at some cancer kids. Yeah, it's great. All right, folks, I hope you've enjoyed listening to us at least a little bit. We appreciate all the feedback, all the donations, all the love, and just you being you.
So WGXC.org/donate or push the donate button on the main page. That's how you can get to it any day of the year, not just this Giving Tuesday, but when it hits you like, this place is cool, I would like to support it. And that will hit you many times if you keep listening because there is so much good stuff here. I almost said the S word right then.
All right, guys. That's it. We're cutting it off there. We're going to do our fade out bit and music. Have a great day, everybody.
All right.
Been haunted by a million screams.
Listeners, that word should have a new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 3rd of December, and we will once again be fighting for our freedom from tyranny, oppression, and persecution. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, Giving Day will no longer be known as an obscure holiday, but as the day when our listeners declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night, we will not vanish without a fight, we're going to live on, we're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Giving Day.
When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone.